News of Fidel Castro's death broke just before midnight on Friday, and by 1 a.m., hundreds of people had massed in front of Versailles. The restaurant's known as a gathering place for Cuban exiles, and many of them turned out to celebrate what they believe is the start of a new era for Cuba. Zenaida Ferro came to the U.S. from Cuba in 1980 as a teenager. She says Castro took everything from her father, a farmer.
I've been waiting for this for 57 years. Not because I'm glad that he died. I'm not glad that anybody died, but he represents the suffering of the Cuban people.
24-year-old Emmanuel Aramis agreed. His family is Cuban, but he was born in Hialeah and has never visited the island. Aramis says the Castro's legacy united Cubans, Cuban exiles, and Cuban Americans across generations. And, he says, that unity continues with Fidel Castro's death.
Knowing this, that Castro has finally died, is a way to know that there's hope in Cuba again. You know, soon this entire dynasty will die, and we will bring forth new hope, liberation, a chance for people to freely express themselves.
By 4 a.m., the crowd at Versailles had expanded to well over 1,000 people, many smoking cigars, drinking champagne, waving Cuban and American flags, and dancing. Current President Raul Castro said on state television that his brother's remains will be cremated today. I'm Kate Stein, in Miami.